So how long have you been an author?
I've been writing probably 20 years.
20 years. And in those 20 years, how many books have you produced?
I have three mystery novels that have been published, and I have a literary novel that will be published in January. And I have another novel that is I just sent off to an agent to look at.
What is the literary novel based on?
It's called The Stone Necklace, and it's in the middle of my career, in my middle of my social work career. I went and got my MFA in creative writing because I wanted to be a better writer. So this, my thesis was the first 200 pages of this, and I worked on it after I graduated and finished it and rewrote it 100,000 times. So the premise is there's a man who's a realtor who's kind of a hypochondriac, and he's married to a woman who's a breast cancer survivor. They have two adult sons and a teenage daughter. He always thinks he's having a heart attack, and one morning he has the heart attack when he's driving to work. And that causes a bad car crash. And it's about the five people whose lives intersect at the event of that crash and how it transformed them. It's about recovery and redemption.
Okay.
Recovery from grief, recovery from a mental illness. You know, it's just each of the narratives has its own little recovery theme going on. I call it braided stories because it's really kind of five stories that are separate but also together. They come together and then they're apart and then they come together again as these different people are transformed and go through changes in their lives.
So how do you use the experiences that you've had through your clinical work in your novels, in writing them?
Well, in that novel, I talk about, my perspective, my point of view is what we call intimate, and people say that I climb inside my character. So I feel like I really want to talk about what's happening internally with them as closely and as honestly as I can. I would say that I've learned a lot from the different clients that I've worked with over the years, but none of these characters are based on a client because you just can't do that.
Of course.
But the character Joe, who is a homeless man who lives in a graveyard and hears voices, I did in the last part of my career, I worked with folks that have serious mental illness, the kind that really have a hard time functioning on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted Joe to be sort of in honor of them because he, even in his misery, has some moments of grace that I really wanted to communicate.
And which novel is Joe from?
He's in The Stone Necklace.
He is also in The Stone Necklace. Okay. Going off the homeless aspect, one of your stories is based on homelessness, correct?
Yeah.
Which novel is that?
That's the last in the Caleb Knowles mystery series. The last one is The Death in Zooville.
Okay.
And I did some work in a volunteer work at the winter shelter and some advocacy work for the winter shelter. And I met some fascinating people there. And what I wanted, so I decided to write Death in Zooville. It was inspired partly by something that happened a few years ago, probably in 2010 or 2011. There was a homeless village in Columbia near the zoo, a tent village, and the people that lived there called it Zooville. And the police eventually razed it and tore it down. But I was so intrigued by it. So I sort of stole that, the notion of Zooville, and created a mystery sort of around that. So I have my main character working in a homeless shelter. And what I wanted to communicate was how one homeless person is so different from another homeless person that we tend to put them all in the same box, but they're as different as you and I are different. And so I really wanted to communicate that. So I did that. I set it in that environment. I try to do a lot to raise awareness in my writing if I can. I want to entertain, but if I can raise awareness too, I'm happy.
Amazing. I also am told that you are an advocate for practically anyone who cannot advocate for themselves.
No, I can't do that. I can't advocate. In my day job, I'm the executive director of the National Association of Social Workers in South Carolina,
yes.
And we do advocacy.
Yes.
But we have to. We're pretty narrow in terms of the things that we can actually tackle in terms of advocacy. So I've worked on homelessness when they tried to close a winter shelter. I'm working right now on trying to get some reforms with the Department of Social Services so that they have just better case management system, that they have enough caseworkers, they don't have huge caseloads, and they have fewer fatalities. I mean, that's our goal there. And the other area that I've been involved in is anti-human trafficking legislation and educating people about the dangers of, or the prevalence of human trafficking.
Here in Colombia?
Yep.
That is a problem here in
Colombia. That is a problem here in Colombia. The project that I'm working on now, my writing project, is about trafficking here in Colombia.
How do you plan on making that novel very educational as well as also it being fictional?
Yeah, it's got, well, my market is people that want to read fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make it interesting
that
way. I can't just be preachy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to be preachy because all of these issues are kind of various shades of gray. There are people in human trafficking that are horrible people, but there are victims caught up in that web that are not horrible at all. The saddest thing for me is that for sex trafficking, the targeted age is, you know, like 13 to 15. So
young.
That's really what I want to do, just kind of create awareness about mm-hmm. that so that we understand who is most at risk for becoming a victim and doing what we can to catch them before they become a victim. That's what I do. So I write things that, you know, somebody might want to grab and read at the beach
mm-hmm.
because it's entertaining. It's suspenseful and it's entertaining. But while they're reading it at the beach, maybe they'll think, oh my Lord, this could happen in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
If I accomplish that, I'm happy.
That's great. I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about Caleb Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is a social worker in your novel, the three mystery novels. Where did kind of the influence for his character or the build of his character come from?
He just arrived. And if you talk to people that write fiction, you'll think they're mentally ill because these characters just kind of come out of their heads. He kind of arrived fully formed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I wanted to tackle a mystery project, and I sat down, and then suddenly there's this guy just appeared in my head. He's a social worker in a smaller town than Columbia. It's a fictional town. And he has a brother who's a deaf artist. Those two characters immediately appeared. Other characters have had to create and shape and, you know, develop, but these characters just arrived. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it. So,
would you say that you included any aspects of yourself within this character?
Yes, the coffee addiction would come from me, and he has my sense of humor, but he's also pretty different than me too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's his own self. But yeah, I'd say the sense of humor and the style of writing, of course, is mine. And most of the stuff is from his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's like you find a way to sneak yourself in a little bit, but keep
I think it's even unconscious. I think all of the characters have a little bit of me in them.
Yeah.
All of the characters. But then they're also themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to describe.
Yeah. But this is not one of the novels that is the one that was being nominated. That was...
Correct, The Stone Necklace.
The Stone Necklace.
Right.
And if I'm correct, that has been...
Yeah, The Stone Necklace, this is really exciting news. The Stone Necklace was named the One Book, One Community Read for
mm-hmm.
Richland County. So that's just got announced. And
awesome. So
it really is. So hopefully all of the book clubs in Columbia will be reading The Stone
mm-hmm.
Necklace. And then in February, when the Decalege Literary Festival happens, I'll be speaking there, and I'm hoping I'll be doing book club talks and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I love doing that kind of thing.
How does that make you feel, knowing that all these book clubs in the area are going to be reading your book all at once?
It is so exciting and so terrifying. The other thing that's happening is when it comes, February is kind of the big month. It comes out in January.
Mm-hmm.
They're recording the audio book right now.
So
it'll come out in audio and digital and trade paperback. It comes out in January. Then February is the big month. That's kind of the big,
mm-hmm.
you know, celebration month. The Decalege Literary Festival, I think, is the third weekend of February. Also in February, The Stone Necklace will be serialized in the state newspaper. So everybody in Columbia that has a subscription to the state will be reading my novel one section at a time if they want to.
That is exciting.
So it's a risk, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
exciting and it's a risk because people will be reading it that maybe wouldn't normally read it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they love it. Yeah. But they may not. I don't know. I hope they will.
Now, you're from Sumter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Does Sumter have any aspect of you growing up in that area or living in that area have any influence on your writing?
Well, I'm a Southerner. You know, I mean, there's something about being a Southerner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and being from South Carolina, I definitely feel like my roots show, my South Carolina roots show mm-hmm. in all my writing. The Stone Necklace is set in Columbia.
Okay.
And so you'll see familiar places. You'll also see familiar places that I've moved. So, for example, the Trinity Cathedral graveyard is in my book, but I had to have it attached to a smaller church. So I just kind of, because I'm writing fiction, I feel like I can do that.
Yeah.
So I attached my image of that cemetery to a smaller church.
Okay.
But the state house is in the book. A couple of restaurants are in the book. A couple of neighborhoods are in the book. Because that's, you know, it's where I am, mm-hmm. where these characters live.
I want to ask, I didn't even think about this, but you did social work for about 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to be a writer? Did you always want to be a writer?
Yeah, I wrote when I was a little girl. And it just became a therapeutic thing to do because mm-hmm. I was in a pretty stressful profession. So I talk all the time when I talk to especially young social workers about finding a creative outlet. And it's so good for managing stress. It's mm-hmm. just so good for managing stress. So I just loved it once I started doing it. I loved it.
So it started as sort of like not necessarily a hobby, but just...
Yeah, it was a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think when I first started, I didn't think I'd ever be published. It was mm-hmm. just something I wanted to do.
So that's how it all started.
That's how it all started.